Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, I'm going to talk a little football. One, when it comes to Mahomes and basketball. Two, on whether there's an appetite for these other football leagues that are launching, notably the AAF, which begins this weekend. Is it tonight or tomorrow? Tonight. People in the other studio pointed down at the floor. I'm assuming that means today. Didn't say today, but I'm reading.
And you have a read right there, too, in front of you.
Oh, I do. Wow, look at that. It says, this season, football isn't over in February. A new league is here with players getting a second chance to showcase their talents. The inaugural season of the Alliance begins this weekend. Tonight at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on CBS, and tomorrow at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific on CBS Sports Network. And J.K. McKay, the Director of Football Operations for the AAF, will join me coming up in just about an hour. There's a couple of you still on the line. These are going to be the last calls I take on this whole LeBron thing. But since you guys waited so long, I want to get you in. But no one else call about that, okay? CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. Steven in Birmingham, Alabama. Steven, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, man? Love the show. I just wanted to say, I know you're trying to get off, but people who are saying, like, oh, LeBron's not even in the conversation, they're delusional if you don't think that LeBron is at least in the conversation.
The conversation happens constantly. Of course he's in the conversation.
You've heard some of these people call. It's not even close. Yeah, right. But and they always pick an obscure name. Like when it's the GOAT conversation, like, but what about Detlef Schrempf, Robin? You know, like, but other than that, what do you think about Anthony Davis in the Lakers? Because I've heard that he doesn't really want to go there. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I've been hearing.
I think he clearly wants to go there. I think the entire point of what just happened was to try and get him to the Lakers because that was their best chance. Now I think the chance of Anthony Davis winding up on the Lakers has lessened significantly. It could still happen this summer via a trade, but I think the chances have lessened because more teams will be involved. I still think that, you know, now you're looking at Boston's trying to get there, but he was trying to make it clear he didn't want to go there. And then some other teams could get in the mix as well. If he's not on the Lakers by this summer, he will never be a Laker. I don't think they'll wait another year in free agency by that point. But the whole point of this was to try and make it happen now. It didn't work, and everybody's going to have to move on. Mike in Modesto, California. Mike, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, one thing I didn't hear you offer up, which is I think it's a good point, is also LeBron set him up as a political icon. And when you do that, you're immediately going to get the other side of the aisle to hate you. And that pours into it probably more than anything, because it is stupid to say he's not in the conversation. And for the, you know, for the Jordan people out there, I think this man walked on water. Let's remember that early in his career, he scored 63 in a playoff game, and Bird pimp slapped him out of the playoffs. Let's remember the Detroit Pistons owned him. They gave him literal headaches, Scottie Pippen. And then when they got old, it was Jordan's time. And they called Jordan Superman, and it wasn't because he was the best player in the world. It's because he could stay out all night in casinos drinking, back and drop 30.
It's a different world now. Michael Jordan is great. His greatness is unimpeachable, but it's a different world now because people will say stuff like, well, who goes on Instagram after their team loses and posts? Nobody. Michael Jordan wanted that. Instagram didn't exist. Twitter didn't exist. 24/7 news cycles didn't exist. You know, there was a knock for people don't realize there was a knock on Michael Jordan early in his career was that he was too selfish to win, that he tried to do it by himself. He would never win playing that way. Those people look stupid, but those people were like newspaper columnists. That was basically the main, you know, critique for Jordan was in the newspaper a day later or 2 days later. It's just a whole different world. But, you know, we're going to have plenty of time to get back to that. I say let Patrick Mahomes hoop. That's what I say. I understand. It's like the Anthony Davis thing where I totally get why you would want Anthony Davis to sit down, right? Like, of course, you don't want him to get hurt and then you can't trade him. And I totally get why Patrick Mahomes shouldn't play basketball. Like, don't get me wrong. I get it. The Chiefs, I think, are well within their rights to not want him to play basketball. Patrick Mahomes would probably be wise, I guess you could say, to not play basketball from a risk standpoint. But if he wants to play basketball, why shouldn't he? Like, I think that the terms of his contract say that if he hurts himself doing something like basketball, he would forfeit the guaranteed portion of his money. That's a risk, right? But if that's a risk that he's willing to take, then let him take that risk. I mean, I guess it's just like there's a part of me that this is a really non-serious topic. And again, I totally get it. Like, I totally get it. They see that and they go, oh my goodness, this is the MVP. He could blow out his Achilles or his ACL or whatever. But we've seen guys get hurt playing beach volleyball, haven't we? I mean, we see people get hurt doing all sorts of stuff. I guess I'm just sort of against the idea of wrapping yourself in bubble wrap and never doing anything with your life. Like, maybe it's coming from my perspective of I've played basketball my whole life, and if you told me I couldn't play basketball anymore, that'd be a big blow to me. There's just something, I don't know. There's just something about the idea of him wanting to play despite the risk to his monetary income that I find appealing. And I'm watching the footage of him playing basketball. Let's not act like Patrick Mahomes was playing in the most tough run, you know, high-intensity run that we've ever seen. I could have been on that court. No joke. I'm looking at the guys that were on the court. I could have been in that game. So not exactly like he's trying to rise up and dunk on NBA players or even playing in the G League there. I don't even have that much material on this, to be honest. Like, I can't talk about this for a long time because there's not that much to say. All I want to say is let the man hoop. If he wants to hoop, let him hoop. You know, and that's his prerogative. People should be able to make those sort of decisions. And I wonder if he actually would quit basketball or if he'd just have everybody put their phones away when they come into the gym. You know? Yeah, no filming of this basketball. It's just something people do, like football players, basketball players, you know, generally there's a correlation there. A lot of guys have played both sports growing up, and it's something they enjoy. You know, you could do it doing anything. Let's say that if didn't John Wall, at least according to what was put out, rupture his Achilles in his house? You know, like, things can happen to you. There's risks in life. I could walk outside of this studio and an air conditioner could fall on my head and I could die. Like, that could happen. Theoretically. Now, look, I understand. I'm also not going to be intellectually dishonest, because when you're going onto the basketball court, you are raising your risk of getting hurt rather than what could happen to you in everyday life, right? The risk of Patrick Mahomes tearing his Achilles or his ACL or whatever in everyday life is smaller than it is in basketball. But I don't think the risk from playing basketball is so high that if he decides he wants to do it, he shouldn't do it anyway. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like, he understands what the risk is. If he's willing to take that risk, let him be. It's not like he is wrestling bears. It's not like he's like hunting alligators and capturing alligators or something along those lines. He's playing a little basketball. And I don't think anybody really, was that the first thought people had, Anthony, you guys in there? Was that the first thought when you saw him play basketball was like, oh my goodness, he shouldn't be doing that? Or was it like, oh cool, Patrick Mahomes is playing basketball? I thought it was kind of like, oh cool, Patrick Mahomes is playing basketball.
Whatever, a guy wants to play basketball, let him play basketball.
All right, thank you. That's what I'm saying. If he wants to hoop, let Patrick Mahomes hoop. Let him hoop. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. 4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. Now to a little football for a second. And this is something I'm genuinely curious about. And that is the launch of the AAF. And I'm genuinely curious about it, like, all of a sudden, too. I mean, I've been curious about it in the big picture, but now in the small picture, I'm curious about it. Because I was sort of aware that the league was starting tonight, but I'll be completely honest. I wasn't, like, I couldn't have told you exactly when it started or the start date. I knew it was coming, and I knew it was right after the NFL season. I also think they are handling it in a smart way. Unlike, you know, the XFL's, if the XFL actually ever comes back, but they're coming out, like, puffing their chests and saying, like, we're going to destroy the NFL. You know, like, that's probably not the tact you want to take. NFL, what are you going to do when the XFL? I don't know why I'm doing Hulk Hogan as Vince McMahon, but you know what I'm saying. The XFL comes out and is saying they're going to take down the NFL, and they're so much, you know, what the fans really, real football is back. While the AAF is like, we know we're not the NFL, but people like football, so we're going to be here after football season ends. Is there this appetite? That's what I'm curious about. Is there an appetite for football outside of the NFL? Do people still want their football after the NFL, or is it like a break period? You know, like, because part of what makes the NFL what it is, I think, is the communal nature of it, where, you know, on Sunday, it's all the games, right? So people are going to play their fantasy or place their bets or go to their favorite bar or hang out with their buddies or whatever they do. There's something communal about it. And then it's over and done with after the Super Bowl and you move to the next phase. So a lot of sports fans, obviously, it was the NBA trade deadline. Next up is March Madness, opening day of baseball. And you go through the cycles of the calendar. So I wonder if people are NFL fans in the sense that, all right, they're going to be super excited when the fall comes around, or they're football fans and they just want football, period. It's the sport more so than the culture of it or the custom of it. Do you have an appetite for football outside of the NFL? We'll get to that coming up as well. 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
I wish there was an Outkast reunion at the Super Bowl halftime show. This might be my favorite. This is up there. ATLians against Aquemini is an argument I have with myself often. Outkast's second album versus their third album. If I was doing the set list, what would the Outkast reunion set list? I would put this on there. You got to put, like, Rosa Parks, Bombs Over Baghdad.
Chonky Fire.
Starry Miss Jackson. Chonky Fire is a very, like, I don't think they would play that at the Super Bowl. I'm talking about, like, things that, not your personal playlist, I think, like, what they would actually do. Like, Hey Ya, The Way You Move.
B.O.B.
Bombs Over Baghdad, So Fresh and So Clean. Miss Jackson, maybe this one, Rosa Parks. That's probably about the set list. By the way, Maroon 5 was not that bad, guys. People have to stop acting. You can't get so mad about everything. This irritates me so much. People just, like, love to complain and hate every... I'm not even like a Maroon... I like some Maroon 5 songs. I like a handful of Maroon 5 songs. You can't tell me you watched that and you were like, this is disgusting and awful and terrible. It was not that bad. Stop it. It's a lot better than Imagine Dragons. That was bad.
The Maroon 5 thing was just one of those things where people had it made up in their minds already going in, yeah. Like, you know, so.
But are you agree with me? Like, it was fine. I'm not saying it was great or legendary or anything. Like, it was fine. There was nothing offensive about it.
Yes. People were very offended he took off his shirt.
I know, because of Janet Jackson in the past, which happened to be my first experience with DVR. By the way, which is now sort of an outdated technology. Like, at the time, that was an amazing technology. You can pause and rewind TV. And now, like, because of the digital stuff, you don't even do that anymore. It's amazing how the world works there, guys. All right, let's go to TJ the Ticket in Dallas. TJ, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, but I got to throw this Outkast question first.
All right.
If you could only have speaker box or you could only have the Love Below, which one would you take?
All right, here's how I put it. Speaker box has a better on base percentage. The Love Below has a better slugging percentage. You like that answer?
That's a good answer.
All right. If I could only have one, I probably would. That's tough. I like Big Boy and I like his subsequent albums, but between those two, I would probably, because of the handful of songs I really like on the Love Below, I'd probably take the Love Below.
Yeah, me too. I'm on the Love Below. I mean, it's always close for me. It's a close argument, but Love Below wins barely. So on Patrick Mahomes, I got no problem with him hooping because I'm a lifelong leisure hooper. But I do think you missed the boat a little bit about the injury-prone ability of basketball, being a hard court. Like, if he was playing a field sport, he could play a 90-minute soccer game, and I bet the Chiefs would have no problem with it. But basketball, particularly coming down on people's shoes, the pivoting, it's just, especially with the ankles, it's a tough sport to play even leisurely without getting hurt.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not the explosive athlete that Patrick Mahomes is, but I play basketball every week, and I really... I can't remember the last time I got hurt other than, like, jamming my finger. You're right, like, twisting my ankle, but nothing major. And I actually hurt my – the last time I hurt myself playing basketball was doing yoga poses getting ready for basketball. and, like, a muscle in my, like, glute area popped. But that's about it. I mean, yes, there is some risk. I mean, I'm not naive. There's some risk involved. You could get hurt. But it's not – it's not like he was doing I wouldn't call basketball a dangerous activity. Let's put it that way. It's, you know, a slightly more risky activity than, you know. And it also depends on the speed at which and the competitiveness at which you're playing. How about Jesse in Abilene, Texas? Jesse, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Robin. Love your show, man.
Thank you.
Yes. And by the way, I'm old school, so I would – pick Southern Player Listic.
Catalog Music? It's a good album. Yeah. I don't think it's quite... You know what? My favorite albums from artists tend to be like the... A lot of people like first albums are very raw. I like when they have like still some of that raw in them, but that rawness has met the polish. You know what I mean? Where they like they've polished their sound, but they still maintain some of what made them, you know, burst on the scene in the first place. And to me, that's ATLians and Aquemini. You know, Stankonia is a great album as well, but I think it went a little bit too far left. Like, Aquemini was that perfect balance of being, like, weird, but still being, like, accessible. And then, you know, I mean, but almost every album they have is great. So, I'd say they're the greatest rap group of all time alongside A Tribe Called Quest and Wu-Tang Clan.
Gotcha, brother. Makes a lot of sense. I was calling about the question that you asked us. Are we yearning for football?
Yeah.
If you're a football fan, yeah, I think, heck, I'll go watch Little League. But this league coming out, what is your thought on – I know taking over the NFL would be next to impossible because it's been around for so long and the prestige and all that. But – with everything going on with the refs and Mr. Goodell's not so popular and all that, if this league gets it right, don't you think the popularity would just blow up?
We'll see. I want to see how much of an appetite there actually is. I think they are being smart by not trying to go against the NFL. I think that's smart. Look, a couple big thoughts on this. One, football is not a futures bet I would be making. You know how you make bets? Sometimes you can make a futures bet. So who's going to win the championship next year? You make that bet versus who's going to win the game tonight. Football is not a futures bet I would be making simply because of the nature of the sport. And, you know, it's always a constant topic of conversation about head injuries and head trauma and whether kids should play. And I'll tell you 100% certain my kids are not playing, right? So that's an issue for any prospective football league in my mind. That's why I would not invest big money in a football league at this moment. With that said, it's still wildly popular, as the NFL proved this year. The reason you're not taking the NFL down, the NFL is such a monster. Like, by the time the NFL could be taken down, I could argue football could be on the way out, right? Like, so you don't want to go against the NFL. It doesn't even with the NFL's problems. I mean, that shows you the power of the NFL. It can have those problems. It can have the worst blown call in history on the way to the championship game. They can ostracize a player from the league, and it's still wildly popular. So you're not going to win trying to take down the NFL. So I think the way they're approaching it is wise and smart. My question is the appetite there? Because people say they're football fans. For instance, a lot of us are fans of a sport. A lot of us are fans of a league. You know, people say they're baseball fans. Are they Major League Baseball fans, or are they just baseball fans, period, where they're going to any minor league park and watching those teams too? There are people like that, and then there are people who are only watching Major League Baseball games. There are basketball fans who love the sport at every level and will watch EuroLeague or watch, obviously college and the NBA. Then they're like, I'm more of an NBA fan. You know, I'm a basketball fan, but I vastly prefer the NBA product to the college product. I think they're almost different sports in a lot of ways. And then there's football. Like, are you fans of the NFL and everything that goes along with the NFL? Like fantasy, like gambling, and like everything else? Or are you just purely fans of the sport? So it's interesting. I'm not saying I don't even have a theory. I don't even have a hypothesis here where I'm saying I think a certain thing. I'm genuinely curious how many people are fans of football to the point that they're going to watch that sport regardless, or are fans of the NFL, and once the NFL season's over, they're in a different part of their life cycle, right? They're in just a different part of their year cycle. So it'll be interesting. Peter, you strike me as the kind of guy who would watch the AAF.
Yeah, I will when I can. I'm not going to go out of my way to. Like, my plan is to watch the game tomorrow night because I'll be here at work and I'll be able to watch it. I have other plans for tonight. I think this league is making a colossal mistake because they started a year out. They started plans last year. And Charlie Ebersole, I'm surprised he did this because his father was involved in the original XFL. Mm-hmm. And they did the same thing. And I was the radio announcer for the New York team that year in the XFL. And the product was terrible. They only gave themselves a year to get everything ready to go. And I'm stunned that they did this only a year out. The new XFL is giving itself 2 years to go, and they've made a lot of pretty good hires, and I think that's got a chance. I'm really curious to see how the level of play is, the type of players they have, because I do think a league like this in the spring can work. The USFL worked until Donald Trump killed it. The USFL was working. I think this league can work. I just don't know I think they made a big mistake starting it too quickly.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
Hey, football's back. Kind of. AAF launches tonight. I think they're planning of doing it in non-NFL season is wise. What I'm curious about is the appetite for football actually there. Do people love football that much, or do they love the customs of the NFL and the sport at its highest level? Because there's a difference between NBA basketball and not NBA basketball, Major League Baseball and not Major League Baseball, NFL football and not NFL football. People love the sport that much. Is there the appetite, or I could make an argument that some people like the break, right? Like, they like the idea that it's all right. Football season's done. I got my Sundays back, and then by the time it's August, the fervor starts building again. All right, can't wait for football to be back. I'm curious. I'm not leading this anyway. I really am not. I'm not saying I have a theory or I think it's a certain. I'm curious. Because I would not make a futures bet on the sport of football. So there's that. There's the big picture view of it where I'm not sure these leagues are the wisest in even investing in football, period, because of is there a long-term return? But then there's the short-term return. Is that so great where it's so popular that you're willing to dive in anyway? 855-212-4227. Let's go to Andrew in Dallas, Texas. Andrew, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Ben, thanks for having me on.
You got it.
So, before I get into the AAF, you said earlier that you prefer the NBA to, like, the NCAA basketball?
By a mile, yes.
Yeah, I'm just curious, why is that?
It's played at a higher level. I mean, you've got better athletes, you've got more skilled players, it's more wide open. I think NCAA is way too micromanaged, where guys are playing on a leash. And they're not allowed to spread the floor and just make free-flowing basketball moves. They're being coached too much. I think, it's just a faster game. It's just, better athletes of the whole deal, more entertaining.
Okay, fair enough. I respect that. All right, so on to the AAF. Yeah, you're asking about the appetite for football. I think it's definitely there. Like, if you were to tell me that I could still watch football every single Saturday or Sunday, I would definitely be down for that. I'm going to watch the game tonight. I'm absolutely about it, and I don't see why people would not be about it. And for multiple reasons, one of them being that you can, if you watch the games, you can definitely find the diamonds in the rough, so to speak, the ones that will absolutely make it to the NFL, because obviously the NFL is like the giant, right? They're the Goliath. So they are the ones that are looking towards the XFL and the AAF.
Where does the quality of play need to be for you? Like, how high does the quality of play need to be?
It needs to be at least college level. And I feel like it will definitely be. I don't think you're going to have people – I don't think it's going to be a level of play that's less than the NCAA. And so, if there's going to be people that went to the combine, didn't get drafted, didn't get picked up as an undrafted free agent, and so then they're going to go – and they're going to have something to prove in the AAF, and they're going to go show it's like Kurt Warner, right? Like Kurt Warner was in, he went to the Canadian football. He was in the Arena Football League, Canadian. He did all that shit. And then
I feel bad for that guy. He really didn't mean to curse. The other guy that cursed earlier, this is our second dump. We got two dumps. I don't know what the record is. I don't know if I've ever gotten more than three in one show, so maybe we can go for it today. But the first guy was cursing me out. This guy it's a slip. You know, sometimes we're not all conditioned to talk. Like I don't think I would ever do it. It was kind of like I'm programmed. Like, you know, you were a kid and you'd curse when your parents weren't around, and then when your parents were around, like you just wouldn't, and you wouldn't even have to think about it. It's not like you were trying not to curse. It's just something in your brain. I've got that going when I'm doing this. But that guy was just like calling up, trying to talk, and it slipped out. He didn't mean it. My bad, dude. I'm sorry. I feel bad for you. How about Mike in Dallas? Mike, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, man. How's it going? I like the show there, bro.
Appreciate it.
I was just going to comment on the Patrick Mahomes thing. I was going to say that maybe I wonder what Tony Romo would think about it, because I know when he got his big contract, you know, he had his house built. He had his basketball court built in his house. And he used to play basketball all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think like so many of these guys play basketball probably, right? It's just Mahomes is now super famous and plays quarterback.
Well, it just kind of got me thinking, too. Wasn't there a deal way back in the day where Ben Roethlisberger, they were bugging him by riding his motorcycle or something, saying he couldn't do it?
Well, that's also, by the way, wasn't he in an accident? And second of all, that's far more dangerous than basketball, right? I mean, relatively speaking, right. I would say. So there's certain things I understand you wouldn't want the guy to do. And I even understand you not wanting him to play basketball. But then there's sometimes you just got to be like, you know what, I'll live with it. And that's where I think they should come down on this, if he's willing to live with the, you know, the risk that it would be for him financially if he were to get hurt. I mean, that's kind of where I fall on the whole thing. But, yeah, there's certain high-risk activities, of course, you wouldn't want a guy to do. And there's different degrees. Like, plenty of guys play golf, right? Basketball is more risky than golf, but couldn't you still hurt your back or your shoulder or something playing golf? But I bet you know, so where's that line? What's the line of activity you're allowed to? I guess, is basketball the line? It probably about is, right? If it's less dangerous than basketball or less risky than basketball, you can do it. If it's more risky than basketball, you can't do it. And basketball is like right on the... That makes sense to me. How about Seth in Birmingham, Alabama? Seth, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Seth?
Hey, what's going on, man? Appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate you calling.
Yeah, man. So, like you said, I'm in Birmingham. We have one of the AAF teams coming in, the Iron. And as far as the appetite for it, I got to say it's there, but, you know, you alluded to the quality, and that's really what it comes down to. If it's boo-boo football, then nobody wants to watch it, even in Birmingham where we're sports crazy. I mean, we don't really have a pro team, but, I mean, you can check the stats. I mean, we're as far as, like, ratings, television ratings, we watch the games a lot.
I'm not going to argue. I don't even have to look it up. I'm going to just defer that you know what you're talking about, that people in Alabama watch football. That makes some sense to me.
Oh, yeah. And so the next thing I would like to throw in there is the fact that did you know that they were able to basically hand-pick their teams from local schools, players that would have, like, you know, kind of acclaim from, like, Auburn, Alabama, UAB. Did you know that was the case?
No, I honestly don't know too much about the inner workings of it.
Okay, so it kind of worked like the old school NBA draft where guys were able to be drafted locally so that the local people would remember them and come to the games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's a similar situation here, and honestly, it's something that the WNBA should have done long ago. They really missed out just, you know, sending their players all over the place. But I think it'll work here in Birmingham for that reason. With television, I mean, who knows? Again, you know, the quality of play has got to be good. But I think it will. I mean, a lot of these guys played in the SEC, you know, quality players that I remember watching. And so I think it'll work out.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, like, I think quality is important. And I don't know, you know, like, are people going to be okay with college-level quality? Will it? I mean, obviously, theoretically, it should be higher level than college from a talent standpoint. But at the same time, like, you still have this stigma, and maybe this is not a good example because of, like, people not paying attention to what goes on overseas or being biased or whatnot. But, like, when Luka Doncic came into the NBA, there was, like, this skepticism about him. And I thought to myself, what? How could people possibly be skeptical? He was the MVP of the second-best basketball league in the world. And those overseas leagues are significantly higher quality than NCAA basketball. Not close. Right? But people don't watch them too much. Now, it's not domestic, so it's different. So, you know, but if you were a basketball fan, and I am a basketball fan, and I've seen, you know, bits and pieces of games, but I'm not following those leagues intently. Theoretically, I'd be watching that because it's the second best basketball league in the world. So if this winds up becoming the second best professional football league in the world, is that good enough? Is there an appetite for a second professional football league? I guess that's what I'm curious about because, you know, what college has built into it is the infrastructure. People know the teams. People know, you know, the conferences. People get into the pomp and circumstance that comes along with college. The coaches are there. Their institutions, the schemes that those coaches run. So certain teams have identities. There's like a sense of familiarity. Here, you're starting from scratch. So you're going to have to win people over. And if the quality of play is a little disjointed at first because this is new and guys haven't been together and they're still getting everything together, are people going to give it another chance after that? I'm curious. Curious how many people want to just give it a chance, period, and how long of a chance they're going to give it. And just how much of it, because you hear all the time, football is king, football. How much of that is based on other factors? Is it really that football is everybody's favorite sport? Or is it that, you know, the NFL is such an institution in our culture? Again, I'm not leading this discussion anyway. I'm curious where people are. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Miles in Tuscaloosa. Miles, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Seth stole a lot of my thunder, man. And in Birmingham, we are sports crazy. And would love it if we had a pro team. We don't. But they're really promoting this thing hard. Like the first, I think, 20,000 people through the gates receive a black shirt. It's the blackout game. And one aspect that he mentioned that they're really promoting, there's a ton of Alabama greats that are going to come back and be part of the program. And then a ton of SEC players that are going to come back. But I'm optimistic that the level of play will be something that, I don't know, you can take your kids to for a relatively cheap day of seeing some decent football.
Well, then there's being the alternative. Like, you know, so I guess it's just about the appetite for the alternative. I remember when Jay-Z launched Tidal, right, the streaming service, and people were asking him at the time if he was going to be able to take down Apple and Spotify. Like, Spotify had been there from the beginning. It was the first one in on streaming before it blew up, and Apple is Apple. And he said something. He said, you know, you don't have to be McDonald's. You don't have to be that. You could be Shake Shack. And that stuck with me a little bit. I was like, all right, that's a good analogy. Is there, you know, room for that when it comes to football? Like, you know, the NFL, not saying that the, you know, whatever you want to say about McDonald's quality, you understand what I'm saying. It's the big thing that's everywhere. Is there the appetite for the smaller, more boutique thing? And that's what we're about to find out. Are you going to go to the game?
Yeah, I am. I'm taking the family out, and we're going to see, you know. Like I said, I'm very optimistic about it. I'm like you. I don't know how it's going to go, but I really hope it's something good for Birmingham.
Well, man, I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Hope you and the family have a good time at the game, man.
All right. Have a good one, Robin.
All right. 855-212-4227. Are you into football post-NFL season? Is it a regional thing, too? And that's okay if it is. I'm. That's another thing. Like, I've just fielded a bunch of calls, and it seems like, you know, certain areas of the country might be more into it than other areas of the country. And that's, you know, one of the things that football struggles with, I think, sometimes. Struggles is probably the wrong word, but the NFL, from a PR standpoint, struggles with a little bit because they have to appeal to such a broad audience because they have fans in cities and they have fans in the middle of the country and all that. While some of the other sports, their fan bases are a little bit more concentrated in, like, let's say, urban areas. Curious. And it just popped up all of a sudden, too, right? Like, it's like, oh, it's here. These are the things that would be, like, bubbling a little bit, and then all of a sudden, oh, it's here. So we'll see. The problem is you don't get that many chances to make a first impression. And I do kind of think the first impression might be important. I don't know if people are going to gradually get interested. Maybe I'm wrong about that, too. What do you think? 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it is here on CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.